It's sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school wrestling. Today, it's the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. High school wrestling on KKPR is brought to you by Craig Weegis of Pioneer Seeds.
Diverin's in deep on a shot, and he's going to get the takedown to tie the score 4-4. 4-4, still in the first period, 15 seconds to go with Logan Diverin on top, and now he's turning him, and he's getting some back points. That's a big deal. He's going to get three near fall. He turned him with a wrist, half Nelson. That's a big deal. You got to be a tough, tough kid to turn a guy as tough, 4-4, with a wrist half.
The four-time defending state champion Broncos welcome in some of their top competition of the year. Today's meet features four top 10 teams, including number 2, Plainview, and numerous rated wrestlers. It's the finals of the Amherst Invite as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Dude and Larry Baker live from Amherst right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Amherst High School. Doug Duda and Larry Baker getting ready to bring you our annual coverage of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational Finals. A little bit bigger tournament this year, not necessarily teams, but the number of wrestlers that are competing. But Larry, as we get things underway here, some things don't change. Amherst still looks good, even though they've got a lot of returning or a lot of medalists from last year that should be wrestling unable to do so.
Yeah, no question. They look good. Just chugging along. We talked about it last year that, you know, pretty good chance that last year's team would be surpassed in the next year or two, and they've definitely done that. And you're right. There's two third-place medals from the state tournament sitting on the sidelines again today for Amherst. But they do look very good. Plainview, the number 2 rated team in the state, has dealt with some injuries here again this year. Doesn't seem like Coach Boyer can seem to get away from it. But they look awfully good again as well, Doug.
Well, we can give you an update here as they're just finishing up the consolation. Wrestlebacks had to wait a few minutes for that 45-minute rule. You can only wrestle once every 45 minutes, and so losers in the semifinals at heavyweight had to wait around a few extra minutes. But at this point, Amherst, they're going to capture another team championship, 208 points right now. But then a battle for second. Neely Oakdale has 116. Shelton Kennesaw has 108. Plainview has 106. And your fifth-place team is Arcadia Loup City right now with 70 points. But four top 10 teams, just not all at full strength. And I guess when it comes to the sport of wrestling, you don't want to be at full strength in January. You want to be at full strength in February.
Yeah, and especially when it comes to some of these injuries. Most of these injuries that we've got here today holding some of these guys out aren't injuries that are going to be lasting. You know, at heavyweight, it looked like we were going to get a number 1 and number 2 matchup, and Grant Clausen of SEM hurt his shoulder last night at the Burwell Invite, wasn't able to wrestle today, so we won't see him. Amherst has got two out. One probably won't be back all year, and they think they are going to get Mr. Rasmussen back hopefully within the next couple of weeks. And, of course, that's a third-place finisher at the state meet and probably the best kid in the state. So, I mean, that's a lot of firepower to have sitting on the sidelines, Doug.
Well, you got some good matchups. We'll give you who's in the finals here in just a moment. Also want to let you know that the UNK wrestling team is doing very well at the Virginia Duels. They lost yesterday to Virginia Tech in the first round, the 14th-ranked team in the country, but then won two more matches. They defeated 22nd-ranked Bloomsburg 21-17 this afternoon. They're facing Tennessee Chattanooga and then have another match before coming home tonight. But as we get ready to take a look at our finalists, we'll take a break and be back with more here on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Here's great news for soybean growers. Top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans treated with Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment are now available just in time, just down the road. You can get the new green-coated Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment soybeans directly from your local Pioneer sales representative or a Pioneer production facility. So get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection from Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales professional Craig Weegis today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
And welcome back to high school wrestling at the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. Let's take a look at who will be wrestling in today's championship finals, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. At 106 pounds today, it will be Wyatt Lane out of Arcadia Loop City, taking on David Jimenez out of Shelton, Kennesaw. And for these two, that's going to be quite the way to start things off here. Lane is ranked number one in Class D, while Jimenez is in the number four slot in Class C.
Yeah, no question. Wyatt Lane's been on kind of a tear here this year. He's there's been a couple meets that he hasn't competed, but for the most part, when he has competed, he's been unstoppable. Looks like the best 106-pounder in Class D by quite a ways. Just sometimes it depends on which one of them he gets. David Jimenez has been around for a really long time. Of course, we know the story. He rushes for almost 800 yards this year in football, and here he is, a 106-pounder, extremely tough kid. He's wrestled most of the tough kids in both C and D this year. There's no question that will be a very high-speed match.
Then at 113 pounds, it'll be Christian Miller of Plainview taking on another Klingelhoffer. This is Kalen Klingelhoffer of Amherst, and they are the top two seeds.
Yeah, and Kalen Klingelhoffer, he's the number two rated wrestler in the state of Nebraska. Christian Miller from Plainview, the number one rated wrestler in the state. We're going to get number one, number two, big time matchup, Doug. The nice thing about this is Kalen Klingelhoffer, here you go. We're going to march out another freshman, another Klingelhoffer from Amherst, and I'm just telling you, Plainview knows this from the last 2 years, Doug. We've done this, but this is a tough, tough place to win in the finals deep on Saturday night. This tournament, when you wrestle an Amherst wrestler in this building at this tournament, it's tough to win. We'll see how Kalen can do in that atmosphere as a freshman.
That is a good one at 113 pounds. And at 120, Brian Weeches, who's been on the mat for less than 40 seconds today, is a defending state champion from Amherst to take on Aaron Heffley of Eustace Farnham. He's had plenty of battles with Chris Worth, who's in the finals chair at 126, but he sees these Eustace Farnham kids quite often.
Yeah, and Heffley's a tough kid. He's 11-1, you know, on the year coming in here, and really, really good wrestler. Weeches, of course, we know he's a two-time finalist, three-time medalist. Huffley will give him a heck of a go. There's no question about that.
You take a look at this bracket with one loss, and he was the number three seed. He beat Cole Ashkoff, a freshman out of Plainview, 8-6 in the semifinals today.
And, Doug, I don't know that Brian Weeches, he's maybe only won this tournament one time in his career.
Yeah, a kid that's medaled throughout his career down at the state tournament, now finally a senior and looking to defend a state championship, one of two Amherst champs last year as they won their fourth team title. At 126 pounds, Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham will take on Clayton Dana of Amherst. Here's a kid that transferred over, is a Kearney kid, transferred over his sophomore year, got hurt outside of wrestling and didn't even get to participate last year, and he was 17-3 coming in.
Yeah, and Chris Worth, we know his story. Really tough kid. Has had all those great battles with Brian Weeches, second-place finisher at the state meet. He's moved up a couple of weights here, handling the weight a little bit better. He should be in good shape.
At 132 pounds, you have Brant Florell of Amherst taking on Bo Slingsby of Ansley Litchfield.
Yeah, Brant Florell, two-time state placer. Of course, he was on one of the ones in that magical run last year at the state meet. He pins his way to third. Bo Slingsby out of Ansley, Litchfield, extremely tough kid. Florell will have his hands full with this match. Slingsby is a pretty seasoned wrestler, very tough and won't back down.
Unfortunately, Boyer of Plainview, and you mentioned a couple of kids. There's a couple of top-ranked kids that were unable to go today, and Boyer of Plainview is one of those.
That's exactly right. It would have been nice to see Boyer and Florell.
138 pounds, Logan Dibbern of Amherst will take on Jake Buring of SEM.
Yeah, and Logan Dibbern, again, two-time medalist. He's had a couple fourths, I believe. Extremely tough wrestler. We know that style. He's going to pound and pound and run arm bars and tilts. And you know exactly what you get when one of those Dibbern boys walks out.
Amherst has 10 finalists, but none of them are at 145 pounds. That's where Pleasanton comes in with Colton Lammers against Neely Oakdale's Garrett Allmang.
Yeah, and Garrett Allmang out of Neely Oakdale, extremely tough kid. It's really nice to see Neely Oakdale kind of back into this thing. Gary Davis, longtime coach there, has done a great job. Neely Oakdale had fallen on hard times here a little bit, and here we see, when we look at the team scores here today, we see they have scored quite a few points, and he's got them wrestling in the right direction again.
152 pounds, Devin Dibbern of Amherst, who is ranked number one in his weight class, will take on Garrett Sonderup of Fullerton. Again, three of the top four wrestlers in D were here today. Sonderup defeating Tony Steincross of Plainview 3-1 in the semifinals.
Yeah, and Garrett Sonderup from Fullerton is an extremely tough wrestler. He was fifth at the state meet last year. He's a tough grinder. The problem is there's, in Class D, he may be wrestling the pound-for-pound best kid in the state right now. Devin Dibbern has been a two-time medalist, and if you haven't seen him yet this year, let me tell you something. It's a sight to behold. He looks like he's chiseled out of granite, and he's handled his business in short order so far.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, looking at our 5 points bank starting lineup for the 2014 Amherst Wrestling Championships. We'll take a break and look at 160 on up after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Lammers Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammers Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammers Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here at Amherst, getting ready for the 2014 finals of the Amherst Invitational. And we're looking at the starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank. We pick him up at 160 pounds. Mason Klingelhofer of Amherst. Him and Devin Dibbern couldn't have better partners in the wrestling room here. He comes in undefeated on the season, picks up a couple of more wins here. Mason Klingelhofer will have a tough one against Tanner Wernsman, once beaten out of Arapahoe. And good matchup for these guys here today. Wernsman ranks sixth, and Klingelhofer number one.
Yeah, no question. Wernsman's very, very good opponent. Mason Klingelhofer's really been on a mission. He really believes that the state championship medal out of his weight last year didn't go to the right home. He wrestled very poorly in the state semifinals. He would tell you that if you asked him. And he has been on a mission since. He doesn't believe he's had an incredible career through wrestling, and he doesn't believe it's complete unless he gets what he deserves, and he's going to probably make that happen.
170 pounds in the finals. Tyler Kipp of Arapahoe is ranked second but was unable to go today. So Colin Dibbern of Amherst is the number one seed, and he had a handful match there in the semifinals with a 3-2 victory over Ty Contreras of Medicine Valley, and he will take on Brennan Shukai of Sandhill Stedford, who won 3-0 over Tayton Bonjoff, a senior out of Cambridge. So this 170-pound bracket, maybe a couple of different finalists than what one would have thought.
Yeah, and the interesting piece is Colin Dibbern's rated third in the state of Nebraska, and he doesn't wrestle like all of his brothers, a little bit different. He wrestles a lot more closer matches than his brothers do. The tough thing is he's tough to beat. As you'll see, Doug, he doesn't get beat very often. Very, very hard to get out of position. Extremely tough. Of course, we know this is where he was hurt last year and was lost for the rest of the season. He's really kind of a linchpin for them coming down to the end of the year. They're going to need Colin at the end of the year.
182 pounds, Tyson Bowling, top-ranked wrestler out of Plainview, will take on Morgan Ostendorf of Amherst. And Ostendorf kind of filling a role in here for Rasmussen, who's out.
Yeah, and Chris Rasmussen's been rated number one all year, and it's just recently they've moved him simply because, he hasn't been in the lineup. He's yet to wrestle a match this year. This would have been a great match to see. We'll have to wait for it. But the amazing thing is he's still going to wrestle an Amherst kid. I think that's kind of nuts. You know, Amherst enters the JVs, and they end up in the finals as well.
And one of the things you look at here as well, Larry's looking at our rankings from Husker Bat and Ross Halford here. The rating wrestler for the Coaches Association is Tyler Herman, so he's got a couple of his kids lower, and you always see the coaches kind of do that, rate their wrestlers. At 195, Shelton Gibbons, Michael Duffy, he's undefeated, and he is ready to make some noise here today. Duffy, number one in Class C against Peyton Shockey of Amherst.
Yeah, and the thing is, Michael Duffy, he's rated number one. He's just a brick. You can tell he's done all the work in the offseason. Looks extremely, extremely tough. Peyton Shockey's an interesting kid. He's one of these guys, like we talked about through his career, where we just said there's a JV wrestler in there at Amherst at 82. That was Peyton Shockey for the first part of his career. Entered all the tournaments as a JV kid, wrestled his guts out, learned, got tougher. Here he is, the varsity guy in the finals, and he is a very tough kid, rated sixth in the state. You know, so he's a rated wrestler after taking that path we just talked about.
You take a look at the third and fourth place match, it's going to be a dandy as well. Neely Oakdale's Connor Bentley and Medicine Valley's Quentin Chancellor, they were beaten to the semifinals. Bentley fell to Duffy 8-5, and Shockey beat Chancellor by a score of 7-1, and they're ranked third and fourth in Class D. At 220 pounds, it is Zach Oliver, ranked second in Class C out of Shelton, Kennesaw, taking on Joshua Zern out of Plainview.
Yeah, and Zach Oliver, tough kid, you know, had the big record last year, struggled at the state meet. Again, if you look at his record, I've seen him wrestle, looks like to be on somewhat of a mission this year. This very well could be a pretty good match. Plainview wrestler Zern, very, very tough.
And then you take a look at the heavyweights. Zach Zaleski of Overton, again, missing from the lineup today, is the number one ranked wrestler out of SEM, who Larry told you at the top of the broadcast in Grant Clausen was injured last night. And Zaleski will be taking on maybe the bigger upset of the day, Lane Harubi of Arcadia Loop City, coming out of nowhere. He's the only unseeded wrestler outside of Ostendorf to make it into the finals today. And that means that Tanner Hercock of Amherst was beaten by Zaleski in the semifinals. And out of that bottom bracket, it was Harubi knocking off Nick Martin, actually, of Cambridge, got upset by Larson of Ansley Litchfield. Then Harubi beat Larson by a pin. So that bottom half of the bracket was wide open at heavyweight.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that happens sometimes at heavyweight, how we see that work out. Harubi's a really big kid. He's young. He's just a freshman. But he's big, and I tell you what, size many times at heavyweight is going to make the difference. We know at Loop City, he's well coached. Lucas Obermiller, of course, does a great job there. But Zach Zaleski is a giant. He's just a junior, hasn't wrestled much this year, but he's very, very big, hard to get out of position. He keeps very good position, and he's coached by a Klingelhofer from Amherst. So he's coached pretty well as well.
Yeah, Zaleski's been wrestling varsity heavyweight since his freshman season. He got to be kind of the whipping boy for Michael Schaaf about five times his freshman year, so he learned from the best. And those are our starting lineups for the 2014 Amherst Wrestling Finals, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better banking. Five Points Bank. And we're back with more right after this.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and Larry Baker, I'm back with you, Doug Duda, at Amherst on KKPR-FM, Kearney Amherst Sumner, and the World Wide Web, as always, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're about ready to get the finals underway. Of course, they'll wrestle the championship and third and fourth place matches together on three different mats, so we'll roll it around over the next hour here on Classic Hits, and it all gets underway after this.
Today's farm tractor is a workhorse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhorse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville. It's a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
Need seed for the latest in NK brand soybean with the Roundup Ready trait? Your local Golden Harvest dealer, Brent Woodman, has a great supply of top-performing, high-quality, high-germination soybean to meet your needs. Also call Brent about the AgriSure product line, comprised of high-performance traits available in Elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loup City today for a reduced interest rate as low as 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $8,500 on select models. Now's the time to buy new at Erickson Ford. 0% interest and up to $8,500. You heard correct, $8,500 rebates being offered on select models. You need to get to Erickson Ford in Loup City now. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loup City.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being with us tonight. Let's get our high school wrestling underway. Wyatt Lane, Arcadia Loup City, number one in Class D, fourth ranked in Class E, David Jimenez of Shelton, Kennesaw, underway at the 106-pound championship. The 106-pound consolation will be Cumston of Amherst against Schwind of Shelton, Sandhills, what am I looking at? South Loup is in our third and fourth place match. And then Magnuson, Shelton, Kennesaw, Ashcoff coming up, Metzler, Eustace Farnham, and Hurley, Neely, Oakdale. But let's get over to our championship match, and what are you expecting here in this championship match?
Well, what I can tell you is Wyatt Lane is going to have to be ready to go 6 minutes, maybe plus. David Jimenez is in incredible shape, and he will come. He's had several shots already. He's been in very deep. Wyatt Lane, extremely hard to finish on because he's so long. Doug, Wyatt Lane is a giant 106-pounder.
And we are jumping right around here to the 126-pound final with track wrestling. That's the way it works. Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham and Clayton Dana of Amherst are on the mat, and Worth comes in with an immediate shot and has the early takedown.
Yeah, track wrestling assigns them, and that's how it works. They're stacked up at other places, and I'm just going to have to bear with it. The good thing is we have the great Doug Duda with us, so we'll be okay.
106-pound consolation comes to of Amherst, and our South Loop wrestler have Clayton Gieschwind have went 0-0 in the first period. Still no score over here in the 106-pound championship between Lane and Jimenez. Kind of expected maybe we'd see some scoring in this, no?
Yeah, well, this is kind of interesting. Jimenez has really pushed the pace, and Lane here just went out of bounds a second ago when he got up. His face is extremely flushed. There's 30 seconds left in the first period there, out of bounds again. Look how slow he comes back, Doug. I'm questioning here. You know, he's a big, big six-pounder. You don't know if he's cutting his weight the right way or the wrong way. A lot of times that can have a lot to say with what kind of shape he's in, and I'm telling you, David Jimenez will be in great shape.
And I'll tell you another thing right here. This is a rarity, 106. You got a junior versus a senior. You just don't see that very often.
No.
At 126, Worth, after the early takedown over Dana of Amherst, has just kind of ridden him out here for about a minute. There's 40 seconds to go in the first period, and they'll come to the edge of the mat, and a stalemate will be called. So the restart there at 126. And at 106, no scoring in the first period. So the important flip, and they decide to go both up. I think Jimenez got that and chose both up.
Yeah, right? Jimenez must not have wanted to win under him there, and that's probably fairly smart.
Well, he must like what he was doing. You liked what Jimenez was doing in the first period, being the aggressor.
Yeah, Jimenez is really pushing the pace here, but he's got to get a takedown here. You're going to hear me talk about it for the next hour over and over and over. You have to score on your choice, Doug, and that's very important.
Everything's been pretty high. There hasn't been a whole lot of shooting here. They're trying to work the head and get a throw, both Jimenez and Lane. And again, we're 30 seconds into the second period and no score at the 106-pound championship. And over at 126, Dana's trying to rip the hands loose to get the escape before the end of the period, but he's going to run out of time. And it'll be Chris Worth of Eustis Farnham leading 2-0 after one.
Yeah, and Dana's doing a good job there. Wrestling tough. Right there. Nope, he didn't catch him on his back. Wyatt Lane just got a big takedown, just about caught Jimenez on his back there. He's only going to get two.
And at the 106-pound consolation, Cumston of Amherst wins by a pin in 2 minutes and 52 seconds. So that's your 106-pound consolation. So two championships going on right now.
And you can clearly see why Jimenez didn't want to go under Wyatt Lane. He hasn't been off of his belly since the takedown happened. He's really getting ridden hard here. He's got to get something going. Now he's come to his feet. He's fighting hands, and he's going to get the escape. 30 seconds left, 2-1 here. Wyatt Lane and David Jimenez from Kennesaw Shelton.
Jimenez goes right after it again, and now good lock up here for Lane. He might get him taken down again.
Yeah, he's got a front headlock off that shot. He's looking to reroute him. Jimenez, nice far knee trip here, Doug. That was close. See, Wyatt Lane is so long. Beautiful throw by there. Wyatt Lane's going to go one way and throw him by the other for the takedown. Now he's going to take a 4-1 lead into the third period, and I believe he's got his choice. Probably should go down, I would think.
Wyatt Lane of Arcadia, Loop City 4, David Jimenez of Shelton, Kennesaw 1. They go to the third period, and they're going to go both up again here.
Yeah, Wyatt Lane didn't look like he wanted to do that. Coach Phelps wanted him to go on his feet, and I think Wyatt Lane was willing to go down.
126, Clayton Dana of Amherst is on bottom to start the second period. Worth of Eustis Farnham leads him 2-0 midway through the second period. No change there.
What a beautiful, beautiful scramble over there. Jimenez was in deep. Looked like he had Lane taken down. Lane got a good deep whizzer in and then rolled all the way through to come up to their feet. Jimenez is putting the pressure on him now, Doug. This is where I think maybe he should have gone down. He's going to score off of Jimenez's shot. He's just so slick.
Yeah, Jimenez hit on the single, and David really couldn't do anything. It looked like after the shot that Lane had the advantage, which you never see.
Now, if Lane will put the work in here, he's going to be extremely tough to beat in Class D. He is very, very big. He's long. He's slick. Very physical wrestler.
Lane up 6-1 with a minute 17 to go in the match. And still Dana over here at 126 for Amherst trying to get out. Now he might get a reversal. A lot of roll-throughs here with Worth with 15 seconds to go in the second period. And a great job by Worth. They come to their feet and Worth takes him down to the mat and might get him tipped to his back.
Big. Jimenez just had a big throw there. Just about got back points. He's going to get the takedown to make it 6-4.
And Chris Worth is going to get the pin with 2 seconds remaining in the second period. A winner by pin in 3:58 over Dana of Amherst, who just about got out and then found himself on his back. So a win for Chris Worth. He's your first champion here today. And an escape now for Wyatt Lane. 40 seconds to go. Lane leads Jimenez 7-4.
His lips are purple, Doug. This is that spot we talked about. They've got to get him in shape. He's completely out of gas. Oh, is he tough, though.
30 seconds to go. Jimenez breaks loose. He's got to get not only a takedown, but he's got to find a way to get points. 20 seconds to go. Not really time for two takedowns and cuts.
No, you got to get something to his back.
Lane's tired. He hasn't been warned for stalling, so he's going to be fine as long as he doesn't get thrown to his back. Backs away on the shot.
Yeah, they should warn him here, but he's circling, doing a pretty nice job.
And Wyatt Lane is going to hang on for the win. 7-4, Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loop City defeats David Jimenez in a battle of state-rated wrestlers from Shelton, Kennesaw. Again, the final, 7-4. At 132 pounds, Brant Florell of Amherst is taking on Bo Slingsby of Ansley Litchfield. And at the 120 consolation, it is 6-1, Plainview's Ashoff leading Magnuson of Shelton, Kennesaw with 40 seconds to go in the second period.
Yeah, and Florell's in trouble there. Slingsby's got his leg up. They're going to get out of bounds. They're going to stay neutral. 9 left in the first period. There's no score, but Bo Slingsby is tough. He's been around a long time. Florell will have to get in good position here.
113's got three finals on right now. Christian Miller, the top-ranked 113-pounder out of Plainview, and number two, Kalen Klingelhofer of Amherst. So a 1-2 battle over here at 113, and in on the shot is Miller, and he has got the first takedown 30 seconds in.
Yeah, Miller looks good, very seasoned for a freshman, but of course we know so is Kalen Klingelhofer. He's been around a long time, nephew of Dave, assistant coach Dave Klingelhofer.
Cole Ashkoff of Plainview up 6-1 over Micah Magnuson of Shelton, Kennesaw as they go to the third period. That's the consolation. So two finals going on right now. At 132, Brant Florell of Amherst has this 2-0 lead over Slingsby of Ansley Litchfield.
Yeah, and that was a pretty iffy situation. They're going to give Slingsby one for an escape.
23 seconds to go, first period.
Yeah, Florell had him in a neck wrench there, and that's a very, very tough spot because Slingsby could half you up. If you don't get your hips through on that, you get halfed up and put right to your back. Florell was smart enough to get out of bounds.
Florell has been tested. He's got four losses on the year, but did get three matches in, one of the rare number ones that got to wrestle three times today.
Slingsby's going for a home run here, and that'll look good for a little while, but you have to be very, very careful because a wrestler like Brant Florell is very, very seasoned, and in one of those spots, he'll catch Slingsby. Slingsby probably should wrestle this a little more close to the vest and not look to just hit it out of the park.
And that'll be the end of the first period. It is Brant Florell of Amherst 2, Bo Slingsby of Ansley Litchfield 1 in the 132-pound final. Back at the 113-pound final, Christian Miller of Plainview got the takedown with 30 seconds gone in the period and continues to ride out Kalen Klingelhofer of Amherst. 10 seconds to go in the first. It's still 2-0.
Pretty interesting here, Dave. It was Brant Florell's choice. He wanted to defer, and Dave told him, absolutely not, you're going down. So they've got a game plan here in this match where sometimes a wrestler has something in his mind, but the coaches have already talked about it, how they want this thing to play out. Dave wants him down while he's fresh here.
And again, you've got two Amherst wrestlers in the championship, so Dave Klingelhofer taking the Florell match and Tyler Herman taking the match over here with Kalen Klingelhofer. And in the consolations, after being up 8-1, Cole Ashoff of Plainview wins by a pin in 4-10.
Yeah, and that's got to be tough for Dave. Like I said, Kalen's his nephew. You got a number one and number two matchup over there, and his nephew's wrestling on the mat. He's not on. And Doug, you pointed at Florell. He hasn't been close to getting out.
Looked like he might have popped the head, and not the case there. And off the mat they'll come. Yeah, 19 to go in the second. And over here in the match, a takedown for Christian Miller.
Yeah, takedown, and he's gotten two back points in here, I believe. Either that or it was a reversal if it was Kalen's choice. So, I mean, either way, you could have used either two near fall or a reversal. It's 4-0. Kalen hasn't been close to getting out yet that I've seen. And neither has Florell. There's now 1:10 left. He's on his feet. Slingsby's got the leg up and got it pitted.
And breaks him back down to the mat. So right now, both Amherst wrestlers working off bottom and both Amherst wrestlers trailing in the 113 and 132-pound finals. At 120, Brian Weeches of Amherst and Aaron Hepley of Eustis-Farnham will battle. That's an on-deck match that is still to come here. And off the mat they come, so let's reset where we're at the 1-13 final. It is Miller of Plainview, 4-0. He's picked up 2 points in each period. Klingelhoffer of Amherst still working bottom from 40 seconds to go in the second period. 49 seconds to go in the second period here in the 132-pound final. Florero and Slingsby, it's still 2-1.
Duggan, we talked about it in the open. I talked about Bo Slingsby being a tough matchup for Brant Florell, and that's exactly what we're seeing here. It's 2-1, 39 seconds left, and Florell has just flat been ridden.
Now, Florell does have the lead, in case I misspoke, but he has not been able to score off bottom right here. The 126-pound consolation, South Loop, has Eggleston in this match, taking on Montanez of Shelton Kennesaw. Elmer Montanez of Shelton Kennesaw against Wyatt Eggleston of South Loop. They met in the quarterfinals, Montanez winning that in sudden victory. So that should be quite the consi over there.
Yeah, that should. And it looks like it so far. Florell's just not moving here enough. Slingsby's just laying on an ankle and laying on an ankle. Probably should see a stall call there, but Ron Smith's not been willing to he's finally going to warn him. That should have come a long time ago, I think, but he finally warned him there for stalling. He's been on that ankle for maybe as much as 30 seconds. This is a big deal, Doug. Brant Florell does not score on his choice. He's ahead 2-1. Slingsby surely is going to go down, and somebody's going to have to get a takedown, I would think. But you got to be careful here because Slingsby could get turned. Florell's great on top with arm bars and tilts.
Christian Miller of Plainview takes bottom to start the third period and gets an immediate reversal over Kalen Klingelhoffer. So Miller is up 6-0 early in the third period over Klingelhoffer in the top two at 113 pounds.
Yeah, and he's looked commanding. This is exactly what I was saying. He's looking to get back points here. He's got that wrist tilt. Slingsby's kind of being a Gumby fish there. He's got his face stuck in the mat. He's not allowing himself to go over and get tilted, but he's in no shape to get out here.
30 seconds gone here in the final period between Florell and Slingsby. It has been tight the whole way, 2-1. Trying to get him tilted here for a count, actually.
Yeah, I mean, if you can picture this, tough on the radio. His belly button is pointed straight at the sky. Slingsby says he's got him tilted that far, but his nose is still flat on the mat. So he's contorting himself pretty good to keep from giving up back points.
A chiropractor's dream.
Yeah.
Over here in the 126 consolation, it is Elmer Montanez leading it 4-0 over Eggleston of South Loop late in the second period. He may have some back points coming. I don't see the indication, but it was very close. And that'll be the end of the period. It's still 4-0 Montanez.
Yeah, I can't believe that there wasn't back points in the last one. He just did. I mean, it's been the same situation about three times, and the referee just won't give the back points.
Back to the championship. Miller of Plainview now up 6-0 is really trying to do something, get some points here against Klingelhoffer of Amherst. He is putting himself at risk a little bit, and Klingelhoffer just kind of flattens out, now tries to come to a bridge. We're down to 22 seconds to go here at 132, and there has been no movement in the third period. Florell of Amherst leads Slingsby of Ansley Litchfield 2-1, and Slingsby's got to get off bottom and has not been able to do so.
No, he hasn't been able to mount any offense, Doug. He's just absolutely been ridden to death here. He's been fighting not to give up back points, let alone try to get out. He hasn't been close.
And Florell is going to finish it off by riding out Slingsby the entire third period. Plant Florell of Amherst 2. Bo Slingsby of Ansley Litchfield 1, and Christian Miller of Plainview dominant in his 6-0 win over Kalen Klingelhoffer of Amherst to win at 113.
Yeah, that was a dominant performance. That's it.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make the short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back. Our 120-pound final, Brian Weeches of Amherst, Aaron Heffley of Eustis Farnham, and Larry Weeches wastes no time taking him down, and he is working him high, trying to get the tip, and actually a potentially dangerous.
Yeah, took him down right away and has just about had him turned several times. Aaron Heffley out of Eustis Farnham is a tough kid. He's not just going to flop over, and they called that potentially dangerous. He was running a wrist bar there, and if you know Weeches, he runs those really tough. He's a long, long kid. And those long guys can get those bars run pretty tight.
Coincidentally, our high school wrestling coverage is brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig. Pioneer Science with Service, delivering success. The defending state champion, Brian Weeches, up 2-0.
Yeah, and he's running that wing again. He's got that wing rest. Jeez, he's running that tough. Huffley's going to come out. He got too aggressive, and Huffley's going to get a quick reversal. And Weeches looks like he's going to try to come out to Peterson, and he may just reverse him right back. But Weeches got very aggressive there, and Huffley got the reversal to make it 2-2. Weeches come back out. He's going to re-reverse. Score's now going to be 4-2 with about 5 seconds left. Brian Weeches of Amherst in the lead.
And that will be your score at the end of the first period in the consolation match at 126. Elmer Montanez of Shelton, Kennesaw, an 8-1 winner over Wyatt Eggleston of South Loop. So he beat Eggleston twice today. 132 pounds. We are in the consolation match. Medicine Valley and Neely Oakdale look like they're going at it. Wilkinson of Neely Oakdale and Foster of Med Valley, and the 138 consolation, Goobles of Plainview and Gardner of Arapaho. So the only championship right now is at 120 already. Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loop City, Christian Miller Plainview, Chris Worth Eustis Farnham, Brant Florell of Amherst have claimed championships.
Yeah, and Weeches, they were on their feet there. Huffley just about had him taken down again, Doug. And Weeches going to come out on top. Now he's got a leg in, and he's riding a little crossbody leg ride, really tough here. But Weeches just has trouble sometimes in these finals at the Amherst Invite. You don't want to wrestle him at the state tournament, but if you're going to get him, this is the spot maybe.
Well, he got that takedown to start the second period, so Weeches is up 6-2, and they're going to come off at the top of the mat here and restart here with Heffley taking bottom here for Eustis Farnham.
Yeah, Heffley's going to go down here. Heffley's giving him all Weeches wants at 6-2. It's really been a much closer match than 6-2. And here we go. We're going to go. Weeches got that chicken wing, and he's going chicken wing half, chicken wing wrist, side to side here. It's a tough ride, Doug. It would surprise me if he doesn't turn him here with this.
Got a full minute to go here in the second period, and Weeches has been the aggressor. It was his aggressiveness that actually cost him 2 points.
Yeah, and if you think back to that state championship match, it was that aggression that won him that state title. He went out there in that state championship match and just poured it on and never looked back.
At our 132-pound consolation match, it is Foster of Medicine Valley leading 2-1 now. Now, Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley over at Neely Oakdale's Kyle Wilkinson. Wilkinson getting an escape to start the third period, but now has been taken down again, and it's 4-1. Foster of Med Valley, a minute 15 to go in the match. 145. We're ready now for a championship match between the top seed Colton Lammers of Pleasanton and Garrett Allenmang of Neely Oakdale.
Yeah, and this is great to see Pleasanton get somebody in the big time here today. Pleasanton's program is on the move. We know it's arrows pointed up, going in the right direction. It's great to see them get some guys in this round.
The period has come to an end here in our 120-pound championship. Weeches rides out Heffley after the early takedown. He's up 6-2, and they go both up to start the third period here. And quickly in on a single is going to be Weeches.
Yeah, and if he can get this finish, Doug, he might want to let him up and just start racking him up on his feet. I think it's a situation where he's probably going to be able to get any takedown he wants, but clearly he's not able to turn him. And a lot of times in that situation, what you want to do is go with a take him down, let him up mentality and end up getting one to his back.
Epley trying to scissor the head and get his bearings here. But again, we're going to get a stalemate with a minute 33 to go.
Tyler Herman is not happy. He just stood up and really hammered his hands together and told Brian to get going.
Back over here at the consolation match, it looks like Medicine Valley's Foster is going to hang on for a win, 6-3, as Wilkinson went for a throw, but they went out of bounds. Just 5 seconds remaining, and that will be it, 6-3.
Yes, and Lammers from Pleasanton got taken down. He's in a little bit of trouble here with Garrett Alamang from Neely Oakdale. He's on his Lammers is on his back. Oh, he's pulling him back to the center there. 25 seconds left, 2-0.
Back over here at 120 pounds. Another 2 points on the takedown for Brian Weeches. He's got 3 takedowns and a reversal, 8-2 over Heffley with 50 seconds to go in the match.
Yeah, now taking the mat, we've got Logan Dibbern wrestling Jake Bruning from SEM at the 138-pound final. And Logan Dibbern is in deep, outside single, and kept the arm.
And Lammers 2-0. On his back over here, but the time runs out before Alamang can get the pin, but he does get the 3 near fall points, so it is 5-0, and Garrett Alamang of Neely Oakdale leading Colton Lammers of Pleasanton at the end of the first period at 145, and Lammers will choose bottom to start the second period.
Yeah, and Logan Dibbern just put a high half in with a thigh ride and just bulled Jake Bruning from SEM over, in fact, hard enough that he went all the way through.
Over here, we're running out of time in the Brian Weeches match. He's not been able to turn Heffley as of yet, and now Lammers gets the turn for Pleasanton right to the back of Alamang, and he may get the stick.
This would be big for Pleasanton, Doug. He was in deep, deep trouble there in that first period. There's a minute 30 left. They're in the center of the mat. He's got the body scissored, and there's the pin.
Colton Lammers of Pleasanton, 2 minutes and 33 seconds, and the Pleasanton faithful have a champion to cheer for.
That's great for Colton Lammers.
Especially after being thrown to his back, and maybe just by a second or two, surviving that first period because time ran out. And it's a final over here for Brian Weeches. He's able to finish off Aaron Heffley of Eustis Farnham, 8-2.
Yeah, that's a big deal. The old save by the bell, if you will. Logan Dibbern down here is putting the stomp on Jake Bruning. He's just tough, tough ride. He's going to get 3 back points here. I know that he's going to get him pinned. There's only 22 seconds left in the period. Jake Bruning from SEM is just putting up a whale of a fight off of his back there.
There's a 3-point near fall for Logan Dibbern as they run towards the final 10 seconds of the first period. For Jake Bearing of SEM, he had a little upset there in the semifinals. That was his big win today, and I was talking with Coach right beforehand. This is kind of a family affair for him as well, watching Dibbern wrestle here. And he goes, we're going to try and survive and learn something from this. They know they're a big underdog, but like they said, at least they're wrestling in this match. They got a big win in the semifinals.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, if you're ever going to win some of these, you have to get in some of them first. Taking the mat now, the 152-pound final, Devin Dibbern, number one ranked from Amherst Wrestling, the number third-rated wrestler in the state from Fullerton, Garrett Soundtrip. That match is just getting started.
And Soundtrip beating the number three wrestler, Steinkraus of Plainview, in the semifinals. You had 3 of the top 4 wrestlers battling there.
Yeah, that's big when you have those types of kids in one tournament, really the first tournament back from Christmas.
Back over here at 138 pounds, it's all Logan Dibbern. He picks up a 2-point near fall as he's on top to start the second period, and he is up by a score of 7-0.
Yeah, and in the 152-pound final, Dibbern has run Sundrup out of bounds a couple times but hasn't been in deep at all. Sundrup just takes a shot there, and Dibbern down blocks him off. Pretty physical match so far.
I got to watch Fullerton play some football earlier this year, and solid kids over there. Beautiful facility to go watch a football game at, and they had a good football team. Maybe got a little banged up like some of the other 8-man teams did this year. Whoa, big throw that couldn't quite finish.
That was big. Sundrup just about had Devin Dibbern caught on his back. Dibbern was smart enough, wrestled the situation out, and they're still back on their feet, but that was close.
That's one of those you might be watching another match, but you just heard something. something.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you heard, was Dibbern hitting the mat hard. But no points on the exchange. 45 seconds to go in the first period. Still scoreless, looking for the underhook.
Yeah, Dibbern's not in good shape here. Sundrup's got double unders. He's got double unders there. Dibbern, they're not going to give it. Dibbern had double overs, and he tried a kind of a grand ample throw there. Not the best thing. He was on the edge of the mat, so he was okay. They're going to come back to their feet. But this thing's getting serious.
Back over here at 138 pounds, Logan Dibbern's trying to find a way to finish off Jake Buehring, but he's wrestling a heck of a match for being a young underdog here at 138 pounds.
Yeah, Jake Buehring isn't backing off from this thing a bit. There's 15 seconds left in the second period, and it's still just 7-0.
And he's a junior, was 13-6, but he came in and he beat Jake Karinick, who was just 8-5, but that was the 2-3 matchup here today. And he's hanging in there with Dibbern. 10 seconds to go. Looks like this baby will head to the third period with a score of 7-0.
Yet in the 152-pound final, still nothing happening.
Well, there's happening.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
no
well,
points.
That's exactly right.
No points.
Just no points.
160-pound, the consolation match is going on there between Canopic of Fullerton and Jacobson of Neely Oakdale. That's 2-2 midway through the second period. Now we're ready to go in the third period at 138 pounds, and Buehring of SEM is going to take bottom. So he was on bottom, or he's been on bottom basically from the start of this match. An early takedown, and then Dibbern chose top in the second, and Buehring is going to take bottom here in the third.
Then at 152, Sundrup got his choice. He deferred, and Tyler Herman put Devin Dibbern down, and he gets a quick escape. About 6 seconds in, gets an escape. So they're back on their feet with Devin Dibbern leading 1-0.
Importance of that is this kind of a match could go 1-1 overtime.
No question. It's going to take a takedown to win here. Dibbern's in. Dibbern was in good. Sundrup just about took him down. They get back to their feet. Sundrup's been in great position here, Doug.
And over here, Buehring just about reversed Logan Dibbern on the edge of the mat, but Logan was able to switch where he needed to, and now he's trying to set up a near side cradle, but it looks like they're going to run out of room.
Yeah, Buehring has wrestled really well here, Doug. Now we're back into one of these double under, double over situations in the 152-pound match. This is not where Dibbern wants to be, but Sundrup's really controlling these ties, and he's going no score again. That really should have been two. He had him there without question. Both feet were in bounds. All the weight was on his hands, on Sundrup's hands. That probably should have been two.
So Devin Dibbern didn't get the 2-0, and all of a sudden they have put 1 point up.
Well, one, Dibbern got out.
Oh, yeah.
To start the period.
Correct. Excuse me, 1-0. Devin Dibbern on the escape with Garrett Sundrup. They're wrestling like heavyweights.
They are. I mean, there have been a few shots, but nobody's taken a committed shot yet.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you at the Amherst Wrestling Invitational on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Fullerton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. This 160-pound consolation has finally got some action as Neely Oakdale's Jacobson has got a cradle locked up on Canopic of Fullerton and has got 3 near fall points. He's up 5-2 with a minute to go in the match.
This is great. There's shots and reshots and shots and reshots. Over here, Dibbern looks like he's hurt, Doug. And it actually looked like Tyler was going to ask for some injury time here. Dibbern hurt himself here.
Back over here late in the 138-pound match. Buehring got thrown to his back or turned to his back. Got a 2 near fall, but got out of there again. And he's going to be able to make it the whole 6 minutes, even though he loses 9-0. Jake Buehring makes it the whole 6 minutes with Logan Dibbern of Amherst.
Yeah, and they really wrestled tough. I get it doesn't put any points on the board, but there are a lot of times those are very, very big moral victories for you, and you can take something out of that. While that match was ending, we saw Sundrup in the 152-pound final get warned for stalling, so he's going to go down now, down 1-0 to start the third period, and he has been warned for stalling.
And now over at the 60-pound consolation, after being on his back, Canopic of Fullerton gets the reversal, cradles up Jacobson, and gets the near fall. 7-5, Canopic of Fullerton.
And just like always, Doug, Sundrup's going to go down. Dibbern's going to trap the wrist. Wrist tilt. Count to 5. The score's now 4-0. Minute 40 left. Unbelievable. You talk about a guy that's made a living doing something.
And big, big move for Devin Dibbern to separate him now from Garrett Sundrup of Fullerton.
I'll just tell you, you can't go down against him. And I know that sounds silly because you have to go down and you've got to find a way to score on your choice. But when you go down against this guy, he traps your wrist and they count and count and count.
Now we have a stoppage for injury time on the mat for Sandra. So we've got two consolation matches going on, and this here at 152 doesn't look like it's going to last very long. Steinkraus of Plainview had a Duffy of Shelton Kennesaw on his back, but he ran out of time here, and he's up 5-0 at the end of the period. So with the timeout and the injury at 152, Devin Dimmer of Amherst, a 4-0 lead over Garrett Sondrup of Fullerton midway through the third period. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Here's great news for soybean growers. Top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans treated with Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment are now available just in time, just down the road. You can get the new green-coated Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment soybeans directly from your local Pioneer sales representative or a Pioneer production facility. So get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection from Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales professional Craig Weegis today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, Doug Duda back with you here at the Amherst Wrestling Invitational in this great match at 152. All of a sudden looks like it's going to end with injury, Larry.
Yeah, Dibbern really started to work after he got that one first tilt. He really started to get to work there on top, and I think Sundrup looked like maybe he hurt his shoulder, laid there for a little bit, and the injury defaulted out. And the coach came over and kind of looked like he was started to talk to Tyler and tell him about it, like maybe this has been something that's been reoccurring.
Well, what a great match there. And then when Sundrup got tipped after choosing bottom in the third, and that was it. So it was 4-0 with about 45 seconds left when the match did end. So now, 170-pound championship, it will be Colin Dibbert of Amherst against Brennan Shukai of Sandhills-Thedford.
Yeah, and this should be a pretty good match. I'm telling you, Colin Dibbert is extremely tough. I think he's only got one loss on the year, maybe something like that, Doug. And he's rated in the state, rated third in the state. But he's tough. He's a linchpin for them. They need him to score points.
So far, all the number one seeds have won today, and that is something that doesn't necessarily happen here.
Very rarely, actually.
We've also got a couple of consolation matches going on at 152. It is Steinkraus of Plainview with a 7-0 lead going into the third period against Duffy of Shelton Kennesaw. That's the sophomore, Jack Duffy. Now, Mike Duffy will wrestle in the finals at 195 pounds. But Tony Steinkraus, who was the number two seed, got beat by Sonderup in that great match.
Yeah.
He is up and dominating now with a reversal 9-0 here to start the third period. They've also got the consolation going on at 170 pounds, and that is Conteras of Med Valley against Bonjoff of Cambridge. And, again, that's a good matchup because they were the two and four seeds coming in.
Yeah, like I said, you get into these better tournaments, and this is, you know, a few weights. It might not be as deep, but most of these weights, it's a pretty deep tournament. You'll get that to happen, a 2 and a 3 or a 2 and a 4 or something like that end up in a consolation.
And Bonjoff of Cambridge is currently up 5-2 with a minute to go in the second period and is on bottom here. So we had a big first period there over Contreras of Med Valley. No scoring through the first minute and 20 seconds of our 170-pound final between Colin Dibbert and Brennan Shukai. Colin really had his work cut out for him, barely winning 3-2 over at 170 pounds in the championship pound over Contreras. So
yeah, Colin's tough. He's not as flashy as his brothers, either of his three brothers, but I'm just telling you, he's extremely tough to get out of position. He stays in good position. And he has wrestled a tough tournament here. And you'll see most of his matches, Doug, are fairly close.
Again, they'll announce a wrestler of the tournament at the end. This has to be one of the weight classes you'd look at.
Yeah, no question. You know, for perspective, at Centura right now, our 170-pounder is 17-3. Very, very good wrestler. Last night, pinned two rated wrestlers in the state, and Dibbern major decisioned us at one point this year. So, you know, Bailey Brown at Centura, really good kid. Dibbern is a kid that's going to walk out. He's not the best-looking kid in the world, but he's just very hard to get out of position.
And a scoreless first period, and Colin Dibbern will be on bottom to start the second period against Shukai of Sandhills-Stedford. Still, we're waiting for the 160-pound match. It's on deck between Klingelhofer, Mason of Amherst, and Tanner Wernsman of Arapahoe. Tyson Bowling, Plainview. Morgan Ostendorf, Amherst will be at 82. Mike Duffy of Shelton, Kennesaw. Peyton Shockey, Amherst, 195. Zach Oliver, Shelton, Kennesaw. Josh Zern, Plainview at 220. Zach Zaleski, Overton. Lane Ruby, Arcadia Loop City at heavyweight. And over here in the consolation at 152 pounds, your winner is Steinkraus, Plainview. And it was 11-1 the last I saw. So he
That's
gets an easy win. It ended up by a score of 11-1. All right. So 11-1 the final there for Tony Steinkraus of Plainview. Now the 160-pound championship, Mason Klingelhofer of Amherst taking on Tanner Wernsman of Arapahoe.
Yeah, and Mason Klingelhofer, of course, rated number one rated wrestler in the state of Nebraska.
Undefeated.
Yep, he's beaten the number two wrestler already. He's undefeated. He's in He's worked hard. He looks good here. But I can tell you that Tanner Wernsman is a very good wrestler, rated in the state. I think he's fourth. Very, very good wrestler as well.
Colin Dibbern gets an escape midway through the second period, so he has a 1-0 lead over Shukai of Sandhills-Stedford. And they're locked up again. The old underhook, trying to overhook, trying to get a throw here, but not much going as they're at the edge to the mat with 24 seconds to go. Dibbern trying to lock up a throw, but he's not in good position on the mat right now. Now he tries to readjust and get him back into the middle as Mason Klingelhofer in on a shot will not get the takedown because they come off the mat.
No, Mason's really pushing the pace here. He's had about four different angles at a shot here. He's doing a great job moving his feet, creating tremendous angles, pawing at the head. Constant pressure here, constant pressure. They just went out one end, now they just went out the other, and that is constant pressure. I think any time here I would suspect Dale Bean to hit Wernsman for stalling.
What do you do if you're Wernsman?
Try to weather this storm, actually. What you want to do here is weather this storm, and he'll slow down.
Now Colin Dibbern will get a takedown, but the clock is not running over in the match. There it finally gets going.
Oh, old two-time state champ over there. Carson Hammond running the clock, a little slow on the plug.
So I'm not sure that that actually was a takedown. I took my eyes off the mat. I think he just broke him back down to the mat.
That's exactly
Colin
right.
Colin Dibbern up 1-0. Shukai chooses bottom to start the third period, and he's down 1-0. And now over here, we have some points in the Klingelhofer match.
Yeah, we had a takedown, two-point near fall, and that's what you've got to do. That's what I said with Wernsman. You've got to try to find a way to weather that storm because it will slow back down and calm, and you'll have a chance. You have to really be careful not to get overwhelmed in one of those situations.
I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school wrestling, including Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Mason Klingelhofer up 4-0 over Arapahoe's Tanner Wernsman with 15 seconds to go in the first period.
And
it's all over at the 170 consolation. Tayton Bonshoff of Cambridge, a 9-2 winner over Ty Contreras of Medicine Valley to take third.
And I'm telling you, Mason Klingelhofer is just running a spiral ride straight forward, tons of forward pressure. And just a second ago, Tanner Wernsman looked up and his face was just grimacing. And all it was tight waist thigh and just a regular spiral ride, and he is just coming awfully hard. He's going to go back down here. Tanner Wernsman's going to get his choice from Arapahoe. He's going to go down, start the second period behind 4-0 to the number one rated Mason Klingelhofer of Amherst.
Under a minute to go in the 170-pounder, and it's still 1-0 Colin Dibbern of Amherst over Shukai of Sandhills-Stedford. And give this young man credit, he has not been able to get off bottom. Just needs an escape. 182 consolation. Neely Oakdale's Roland, a winner by walkover. Klein of SEM had already wrestled his five matches, could not go. And now back here at 160 pounds, Mason Klingelhofer gets the pin. How did he do it, Larry?
Wing wrist. He just broke him down to his belly. Put a wing on the near side, trapped the wrist on the far side. Doug, right here, we've got Colin Dibbern in trouble. Brennan Shukai just about got out.
just about reversed him to take a 2-1 lead and then wasn't able to get the point at all. And they're down to the final 5 seconds. And Dibbern is going to hold on for a 1-0 victory.
That's a big deal. Never won the Amherst Invite. First Amherst Invite championship. I'm telling you, the Broncos are going to need him in February.
That's a big win, Colin Dibbern, winning another tough weight class at 170 in Shukai of Sandhill Stedford, where you don't hear a lot about wrestling. We've seen them in this district, in this invite, and their program continue to grow, but they haven't had a lot of champions, and they just about did here. So we've got four more championships and a couple of more consolations, and at 195, it is going to be Michael Duffy of Shelton, Kennesaw, against Peyton Shockey of Amherst. 182 pounds, Tyson Bowling of Plainview and Morgan Ostendorf of Amherst. They're both on the mat, as is the 195 consolation, Bentley, Neely Oakdale, and Chancellor Med Valley.
Yeah, a couple number one ranked wrestlers in the state. Michael Duffy in Class C wrestling Peyton Shockey over there. And Peyton Shockey's the 6th-rated wrestler in Class D. And then, of course, we have the number one rated wrestler from Plainview, wrestling 182 pounds, Tyson Bowling out of Plainview.
And Bowling gets the early takedown. They come off the mat 30 seconds in. It is 2-0.
As does Michael Duffy.
And again, Ostendorf at 182 pounds made a heck of a run here. And then an escape from Shockey of Amherst.
Michael Duffy was just really smart. He had taken Shockey down. He tried to set him in his lap and run a crab ride. And when he got to his butt in the crab ride, he lost him and just about went to his back and bailed out of there, and they were able to get to their feet.
I don't know how I could ever do wrestling without the great analysts that we have had over the years. Larry Baker with me, Doug Duda here today. He's got it all. 2-1, Duffy with 20 seconds to go, first period. Reset in the middle. Again, 195 was a very difficult weight class today. Bentley and Chancellor were the 2 and 3 seeds. This is actually 1 versus 4. Shockey, or 3. Shockey was the 3 seed, Duffy the 1.
Yeah, and they're getting after it on their feet. Shockey hasn't backed away from this challenge one iota. And really, down here in the other one, neither has
Ostendorf. But he's in trouble here because a wing in for Bowling of Plainview, and plenty of time to work it here with 35 seconds to go in the first period, up 2-0.
Yeah, he's got that armbar across the back, and he tried to thread the needle there, take him around the world. Not the smartest thing to do, and Ostendorf gets out.
Duffy up 2-1 over Shockey of Amherst at the end of the first period, and Duffy will choose bottom to start the second period. He immediately comes to his feet, strips it away, and we have an escape it 3-1.
Shockey needed to make some hay there, Doug. His best position is probably on top. He needed to try to put some hay in the barn in that position.
And a throw by for the single leg and nearly the takedown, but a good bounce back by Shockey, and now he will be taken down, and Duffy with the takedown up 5-1, a minute 30 to go, second period.
Yeah, he did a nice job. Shockey did with the Wizard, and then Duffy cracked him down to finish.
Ostendorf of Amherst trailing 2-0 to Bowling of Plainview, but they make it through the end of the first period with no more scoring, and Bowling will choose down to start the second period in the 182-pound final. In this 195 consolation, Neely Oakdale has dominated this. Bentley of Neely Oakdale 7-0 over Met Valley's Chancellor, Quentin Chancellor, who came into today 17-2.
Yeah, and Quentin Chancellor's a very, very good wrestler, and he's in big trouble right now, Doug.
Well, let me re-say that. It's 7-0 Chancellor, and Bentley turned him to his back, so it's 7-4. I misread the ankle bracelets there. Chancellor, actually, of Med Valley was up 7-0. And nearly got stuck in the end of the second period. It is now 7-4.
Yeah,
the end of two.
That was close. Shockey's going to come back to the center to reset. 42 seconds left in the second period. He's in the bottom position, and Michael Duffy leads that match against Peyton Shockey of Amherst 5-1. Duffy looks really good. His body looks good. Definitely looks like he's living up to the ranking that he has. I know that he's a hard-working kid and really gets after it, has a lot of dreams. His brother, of course, is in the corner with him.
Come back over here. We've got blood time in the 182-pound final. To start it, Tyson Bowling was able to get the reversal, then an escape by Ostendorf and a takedown by Bowling. So it's 6-1, a minute 21 to go in the second period. Bowling of Plainview leading Ostendorf of Amherst.
Yeah, and that consolation match, it's like a couple of crappie flopping around. Chancellor's in trouble again, Doug.
He is on his back with a minute 20 to go and stuck.
He was up 9-6.
7-0 at one point, 9-6. The pin comes in 3 minutes and 32 seconds for Bentley of Neely Oakdale, one of the rare come-from-behinds that we've seen here in either the championships or the third and fourth place matches.
Yeah, and he's showing a little poor sportsmanship right here, right now.
And back over to the 182-pound match now, and Bowling has got himself in control. It's takedown cut time for him, up 8-3.
That's exactly right. But I tell you what, Ostendorf's wrestling well here. So shocky, both these matches are wrestling. Now we have the championship match at 220. Zach Oliver, of course, rated number two or number three, depending on which one you look at in the state, from Shelton, Kennesaw, wrestling Josh Zern out of Plainview right now in the 220-pound final. Oliver in deep on a shot, hits a little high C and gets it finished.
And so there is a takedown for Zach, leading it 2-0. It's now 10-3. Another takedown for Bowling of Plainview, and it is 6-1. An escape here in the third period for Michael Duffy of Shelton, Kennesaw. So big leads in all three matches. They're at the end of the match over here at 182 pounds. They'll go to the third period with the score Tyson Bowling 10 and Morgan Ostendorf 3, and they decide to go both up to start the third period. We've got blood time still over here in the Michael Duffy match, so let's come back to the 220-pound championships, Zach Oliver and Josh Zern.
Yeah, and Oliver got the quick takedown. They come back and reset. He's trapped the wrist. Looks like he's going to run wing wrist here. He got the wrist, maybe not working with it too tough there, and that's over, Doug.
Over at 182 pounds, Ostendorf finally runs out of juice. He will be pinned in 4 minutes and 21 seconds by Tyson Bowling of Plainview, and the number one seeds are now 11-11 here today, and I don't remember in the years that we've covered at the last handful that that has ever happened, and Michael Duffy is in complete control over here over Peyton Shockey. We've got blood time, so let's take a timeout as a stall call has gone against Joshua Zern of Plainview. We'll take a break. Be back with more of the Amherst Wrestling Finals after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
All right, we're back to wrestling action. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here at the 2014 Amherst Wrestling Invitational. And after the blood time, it's going to be Michael Duffy in on another shot on Peyton Shockey, but they're off the mat. There's only 1 minute to go. 6-1, Duffy with the lead. Over here in the 220-pound final, Zach Oliver, a takedown and a two-point near fall. He leads it 4-0 over Joshua Zern of Plainview. Our 285-pound final between Lane Ruby of Arcadia City and Zach Zaleski of Overton still to come. The 220-pound consolation cop of Neely Oakdale, Nielsen of Eustace Farnham, is 2-2 at the end of one.
Yeah, and Zach Oliver's trying to work hard here. He's got Zern split. He's on top of him. He's trying to cradle or turk. He's working a lot of different things, but he's not sticking with one long enough to make it pay for himself.
Duffy over here gets another takedown for Shelton Kennesaw. I want to say hi to all the folks driving home from Big High Plains Invitational today in Columbus. There's always some good quality competition there.
Yep. I know the Franklin invite. The Flyers had an invite today. I know Gibbon was there. Don't know how that turned out, but I'm sure they're probably on their way home by now. 8-1 over here in the 195-pound final. Duffy's going to get it done. There's only 15 seconds left. Very, very dominating fashion. Peyton Shockey's wrestled well here, but very dominating match.
And that will be it. Michael Duffy, undefeated, top-ranked in Class C at 195 pounds. He will win it by a score of 8-1 over Peyton Shockey of Amherst.
Yeah, and they're going to 57 seconds left here in the second period with Oliver and Zern, and there's been no change. Oliver's ridden him but hasn't been able to make any hay.
And Nielsen of Eustace Farnham has put Cop of Neely Oakdale on his back. Garrett Nielsen is going to get the pin with 47 seconds remaining in the second period. So a 2 minute and 13 second pin for Garrett Nielsen of Eustace Farnham to take the third place medal at 220 pounds. And right now, nothing going on for Josh Zern of Plainview. He's just trying to survive, and he's making Zach Oliver work for it. There is another stall warning, and I think that should be a point. I believe that's the second time.
Well, they weren't Oliver. There, Oliver's not doing anything.
Okay, they warned Oliver.
Yeah, he's just laying on top of Zern doing nothing.
Heavyweights, it is Tanner Hercock of Amherst, who lost to Zaleski in the semifinals, taking on Pleasanton, and that is Trey Keyshaw of Pleasanton that he is wrestling. They wrestled in the quarterfinals today, and Hercock beat him 10-0, and he's got the early takedown to go up 2-0 here.
Yeah, Hercock just keeps getting better and better. He looked pretty good in that semifinal against Zaleski, and he's going to keep coming. He's got this year and another. So,
and back here at 220 in the championship, there was no scoring in the second period, which comes to an end. Zach Oliver, he's ranked second in Class C for Shelton Kennesaw, leading Joshua Zern of Plainview 4-0. And the choice is both up to start the third period in the 220-pound championship. We're about ready to go here in the heavyweight final. Zach Zaleski of Overton, he finished fifth at state last year. He's number two ranked this year against the unknown Lane Ruby of Arcadia Loup City.
Freshman. You don't see that very often, freshman getting to the finals. But we are getting ready to see one of the best things in all of wrestling. When the heavyweights come out and they bend over and pick up the leg band because it doesn't fit. Zaleski's holding the leg band in his hand, waiting for it to hand it to the official. One of my favorite parts of wrestling.
They're just too big. They're just like getting on the plane and needing the extra seatbelt.
Exactly right.
So, 220-pound championship and both 285-pound matches, and then we'll be done here for the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. Want to thank Ron Evans and everybody involved here, Coach Herman and the gang as well. And we have a point for a stall.
Oh, yeah. He just got hit again. Oliver got hit again. He's leading 4-0. Now it's 4-1. He just keeps backing away. Zern's bringing the pressure to him.
Heavyweight consolation, and Keyshaw of Pleasanton is on his back, and there is the pin. The pin curling 19 seconds into the second period. 1:19, Tanner Hercock of Amherst wins the consolation match. Now we're underway in the championship at heavyweight. We've got 1 minute left in the championship at 220, and Zern all of a sudden's got to think that maybe he's got a chance here. He's been playing defense the whole time, but now at 4-1, he's got to try and find a way to throw the number two kid in the state.
Yeah, and Oliver just backed out again. Lane Harubi over there is giving Zaleski the what for. Hand fighting wise, doing a nice job. Zaleski's very smart, though. He will pick his spot. He understands how to wrestle like a heavyweight. He understands to hand fight and pick his spot. And when he does, he's a freight train, and he'll end the match immediately.
And then you come back over here, and you look at Zach Zaleski, the way he's matured, the way he's grown, just by looking at him. Again, he was a freshman heavyweight.
That's right.
And got to see Michael Schaff here. I think that's the first time we saw Zaleski wrestle, was in the finals as a freshman against Schaff. That did not go well for Zach.
No, it didn't. But he's grown up. He's put the work in. And you can see it in his body. You can see it in his wrestling.
Now a shot in by Zern of Plainview late, and it's shucked off by Oliver. Oliver tries to counter, shoves him off the mat. 12 seconds is all that's left. Oliver just looks a little too strong. You can tell that his 220 is pretty solid. Weight room 220, and Zern is still trying to get into 220 shape. And wasn't much excitement in this match, but it's good enough for Zach Oliver to win it by a score of 4-1 over Josh Zern of Plainview and take the championship at 220 pounds. And the scoreless first period in the heavyweight final between Zaleski and Harubi. So something to be said there for the youngster, Lane Ruby.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job. But like I said, Zaleski does a great job. He's going to pick his spot. He's going to get his choice. He's going to defer, I'm sure. Nope, Coach Obermiller's going to put him down. I thought for sure he'd keep him on his feet.
So he will go down. Okay. Overton and Zaleski deferred it. Ruby's going to take down, and that's so tough as a heavyweight, but maybe he figures he can't score from his feet.
That's what he must think. But my guess is here he's going to got to be careful not to just get turned over and pinned.
Yeah, he's got to keep moving, and Zaleski immediately working it, and he has got him turned. And Harubi is in some trouble. Oh, nice turn.
Yeah,
that's it.
Trouble.
Once he got him turned, there was nowhere to go, so the decision to go down didn't work out. A pin in 2 minutes and 17 seconds, and Zach Zaleski of Overton wins it at heavyweight. And we will take a break here at the Amherst Wrestling Invitational, and we're back with more after this timeout.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Here's great news for soybean growers. Top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans treated with Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment are now available just in time, just down the road. You can get the new green-coated Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment soybeans directly from your local Pioneer sales representative or a Pioneer production facility. So get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection from Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales professional Craig Weegis today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And with our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the 2014 Amherst Wrestling Invitational, where it is time for our Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. And Larry, once again, we saw some quality wrestling, but we did not have that roar in the room today that we have had in the past, and I think a couple of reasons. One of them, we had that roar in the room maybe in the semifinals today, and all the number ones made it into the finals, and all the number ones won.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, you talked about we haven't seen that happen at this tournament. I haven't seen it happen virtually in any tournament. It just doesn't happen all that often. But, no, there weren't those roars. All the winners, and most of them, you know, what Amherst had, what, they have 10 champs or – No, they wouldn't have had that many. They had nine, something like that.
Six. How about six for
six.
You? It seems like that. Maybe that 10 of the finals, they got six winners.
You know, the key with that is they were very, very workmanlike. None of the guys that probably weren't supposed to win did. We didn't have anything like that, and all the wins were just very workmanlike.
Take a look at who the wrestler of the meet will be. They're finalizing the tallies right now. It just kind of comes down today to who won the toughest weight class. And, boy, there's about four or five you could choose from today. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think Devin Dibbern probably would have had a good chance to win that had he not got a medical forfeit in the finals. Michael Duffy looked awful good to me, as did Christian Miller from Plainview.
Yeah, Christian Miller looked really good. He dominated the 1-2 matchup against Kalen Klingelhofer, and I thought Wyatt Lane looked pretty good too. I know you don't want to be a homer for Arcadia Loop City, but great job there.
Yeah, and he beat a really good wrestler. You know, the Class C state title, David Hemmes will have something to say about who wins that.
Well, I believe now with the updated beautification of what we can now call track wrestling, we can run down the final team results for you here, and let's do that. Elwood scored 16 points today out of this 17-team tournament. Ansley Litchfield was 16th with 31.5. SEM was 15th with 33. Overton, basically the Zach Zaleski show, they finished 14th with 33 points. Arapahoe finished 13th with 34 points. Pleasanton was 12th with 34.5, and South Loop was 11th with 42. The top 10, well, Fullerton and South Loop tied tied with 42 points for 10th. Sandhill Stedford was 9th with 49. Cambridge was 8th with 51. Medicine Valley 7th with 53. 6th place went to Eustis Farnham with 67. Now in the top 5, it was Arcadia Loup City 5th with 75.5. Shelton Kennesaw was 4th with 116 points. 3rd place will go to Plainview with 123. And Neely Oakdale, 3 points better, 126, will finish in 2nd. But over 100 points clear of the field, 113 is the host, Amherst. They win it yet again with 239 points.
That's insanity. That's a lot of points. This is a good tournament, Doug. The number 2 team in the state is at this thing. And I think, actually, Plainview is the number 2 by a wide margin. I mean, I don't know if they're healthy. I don't know that there's anybody that can push these two teams for that 1-2 spot for the champion runner-up trophies. And that's amazing to score that many points.
In case you missed any of the results, so we'll pass them along to you here momentarily. We hope to talk with Coach Tyler Herman of Amherst as well. So stay with us here on the Pioneer Hybrid Seed Wrestling Recap on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments, and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
And welcome back to the Pioneer Hybrids Wrestling Recap Show, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, joined now by head coach Tyler Herman, winning the championship today. And, Coach, I think your program's at the point where that's not in doubt anymore. It's just to see how you guys do against some outstanding competition. You don't even have your team that you might have at the end of the season, and still you put up 239 points today. Just your overall thoughts.
You know, I thought it was a good day overall. We wrestled well in pretty much every weight class today. Put a lot of kids in the finals, put a couple kids in that third place match where both of them won. You know, like you said, we're still without Chris Rasmussen, our 82-pounder returning state medalist. Hopefully we'll get him back here in the next couple weeks. That'll be very important for us for down the road to get his points back and get him back on the mat and get him healthy. You know, the biggest thing today, I think, was getting better technically, work on our conditioning a little bit, and you know, I think we look good.
Talking with Tyler Herman, the head wrestling coach here at Amherst, talk about these kids that maybe made advancement today. You got Austin Dorf that comes up for you and gets in the finals. You also had Kalen Klingelhofer, who is coming up, but he's highly ranked there for you. And you just had Clayton Dana gets his first crack at a championship here at Amherst. He made it to the finals today as well.
Yeah, you know, those guys all had a good day for us. Morgan Ostendorf is filling in for Chris Rasmussen right now. He's actually a 70-pounder, could probably even be a 60-pounder, but he's doing a nice job filling in at 182 force. This is the second time this year he's made the finals. You know, Clayton Dana's come a long ways. You know, last year, didn't wrestle a match, had a fracture in his elbow, didn't get a step on the mat once. 2 years ago, JV, and now he's sitting at a 19-4 record, so couldn't be happier for what that kid's done. But this isn't, you know, this isn't it for him. He wants to be a state medalist. He wants to be on the podium in Omaha. You know, that's his ultimate goal, and you also talked about Kalen Klingelhofer at 13. He's had a good season so far. You know, just not physical enough there in the finals. That kid is way too physical for us, and we didn't match his intensity. And you know, we need to fix that. There's things we need to fix, and we'll go back to work Monday.
That's why I say, Tyler, you know, overall it looks great today. The interesting thing is I'm kind of trying to decide, you know, I know, you know, the number two team in the state was here in Plainview, and in my opinion, they are the two best teams in the state are Amherst and Plainview by probably quite a wide margin as far as top to bottom teams. And you really ran through this thing today, and in the finals it seemed very workmanlike to me. Do you feel like you're where you want to be, or was Plainview maybe didn't hit today the way you thought they would?
You know, they're kind of in the same boat with us where, like I talked earlier, we have Rasmussen out with an injury. They have top-ranked Tyen Boyer at 132 out with an injury. But we're definitely not where we want to be yet. We got a lot of work to do technically. We need a lot of work on our conditioning. You know, it's January 11th. Our goal is to peak February 20th, 21st, and 22nd. So by no means we're not where we should be or where we want to be. You know, and each and every day we're going to work on getting better and better. We got a lot of tough ones coming up with Cross County and Strongsburg next week, followed by Neely, Oakdale, and Ainsworth. So the work's not done, and we got to keep getting better.
Go ahead. You know, two things that I saw that were interesting through today. You know, Mason Klingelhofer just looks like he's just on a mission, very one-track mind, it looks like to me, singular thinking. You know, he and I talked at the beginning of the year, and he's just upset. He believes that gold medal from his weight last year lives in the wrong house, you know. He wants to change that. But on the other side of that, we just today – one time looked like maybe he struggled a little bit in the finals against Huffley, wrestled awfully tough, but maybe didn't cruise the way he normally does. But the other thing, I'd like to go back to 113. Kaelin Klingelhofer, we know, is slick enough to beat Miller without question. Can you fix that? Because there was no question that there was an intensity issue there, and he did get kind of just outmatched from a physical standpoint. Will you be able to get that fixed here within the next 6-8 weeks?
Well, you know, that's the plan. We're going to meet this kid down the road in Omaha at some point, whether it's, you know, the semifinals, quarterfinals, finals, who knows what it is. But the biggest thing we got to fix is getting off bottom. You know, giving up the takedown is not such a big deal. We got to be able to get off bottom and get that point back. And you know, when he rode us out the rest of that first period, you know, I think that got in Kalen's head. You know, he rode us probably a good 4 minutes in that match, you know, and we got to be able to get out. We got to be able to score points to get back to our feet. And then when we're on top, we got to take advantage of that, and we didn't do the best job we could have today. But like I said, Kalen's a good kid. He'll keep his head up, and we'll get back to where he needs to be. You know, you hit on Brian and Mason. You know, talking about Mason, you know, he hasn't forgot that semifinal match last year in Omaha when he lost to Baptista. You know, that sticks in his mind every day. You know, I tell the kids, you think back to those semifinal rounds last year, and you think about how bad that hurt. And I said, let that motivate you, and that no doubt has motivated Mason Klingelhofer for the last year now. You know, his goal is to be on top of that podium with that shiny gold medal around his neck. And we got a big one next week with him and Dempsey from Fendi, again, a little rematch from the Wood River invite. And we just, you know, he was very workmanlike. I thought he stayed in good position. You know, Heffley's one of those kids, he's kind of, for lack of a better word, he's kind of wormy. You know, he's got rubber shoulders. He's real tough to turn. You know, you think he got something in, real sunk in deep, and he's going to kind of worm out of it a little bit. But Brian did a good job, had some good shots, and just rode tough and stayed in good position.
Last minute here with Amherst coach Tyler Herman after winning their own invite tonight with 239 points. Brian Weeches, Brant Florell, Mason Klingelhofer, and then the three Debron boys, Logan, Devon, and Colin are the six winners. Let me ask you about Colin, though. He won his semifinal by one. He won his final 1-0 here today. Is he fully healthy? I know that was a very tough weight class, but just talk about him. He's one of those kids that doesn't mind winning 3-2 and 1-0.
Yeah, the thing with Colin is we just got to get his conditioning better. You know, he didn't do anything this fall. He didn't play football because of the torn ACL last year, and he wanted to make sure that was ready to go for wrestling. But the biggest thing is get his conditioning where we would like it to be. And, you know, we got another 6-7 weeks to get it where it needs to be. And, you know, he is a little too comfortable right now with one of those close ones. We need to start widen the gap a little bit and building our lead, you know, and building a more comfortable lead. And I think when his conditioning gets to where it needs to be, we'll be able to do that.
Do you see anybody on the opposing teams today that gives you cause for concern down the road? Because a lot of these guys you'll see in districts, and then some of these teams come in because they want to know what it's like when you get to Omaha.
Yeah. Now, bottom line is we got to focus on ourselves. You know, I'll go back and watch film tomorrow, and we'll take care of what we need to focus on individually. I'm not too worried about, you know, anybody else right now. You know, if we get better as individuals, that's the most important thing. You know, like I talked about earlier, technique-wise, conditioning-wise, we got to be the total package. We got to put it all together when it matters most. And that matters most February 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Well, now you told me before that this was the first chance that your youngster had come to watch a wrestling meet. Now do you got to bring him along every time?
I don't know if the wife will go for that. She's 8 months old, and this will probably be her one and only wrestling tournament of the year, but next year I think we'll try and get her to more. But I do know this for a fact. She will never wrestle herself. She can watch all the wrestling she wants, but she will never wrestle.
I will tell you this. The little sweetheart, I got to see her today. I was lucky enough to see her in the brief time she was here, and she looked good, and so did Mom.
Hey, congratulations not only on the championship but the dad thing as well, and we'll see you again district time.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care. Tyler Herman, head wrestling coach of the Amherst Wrestling Broncos. They win it here today. And we'll take a break, recap the finals right after this.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claims service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Welcome back to Amherst, where the 2014 wrestling invite has come to an end. This is the Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. We'll run down the final brackets here for you in just a moment, but also a couple of reminders that we get back onto the basketball court next week. We will have Shelton at Arcadia to play Arcadia Loup City on Tuesday, Elm Creek and Axtell on Thursday. More basketball next week, and we would be remiss if we didn't tell you that Seattle held off New Orleans 23-15 today, and New England has taken an early 7-0 lead over the Indianapolis Colts. That game currently on ESPN 1460 and 1550. A LeGarrette Blount 2-yard touchdown run after, well, one play, 2 yards, so that tells you that things didn't go well on the opening kickoff for the Colts. And then tomorrow we'll have San Francisco, Carolina at noon, followed by Denver, San Diego. Again, those games are on ESPN 1460. We'll be back with more after this timeout.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
Today's farm tractor is a workhorse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhorse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville. It's a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
Need seed for the latest in NK brand soybean with the Roundup Ready trait? Your local Golden Harvest dealer, Brent Woodman, has a great supply of top-performing, high-quality, high-germination soybean to meet your needs. Also call Brent about the AgriSure product line, comprised of high-performance traits available in Elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer.
And welcome back to the Pioneer Hybrids Wrestling Recap Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's run down some final results in case you missed them from earlier in the meet. And Larry, if you've got a comment on any of them, just jump right in. But we'll start with what was a good match at 106 pounds. Third place ends up going to Peyton. And Cumston of Amherst wins by a pin over Clayton Geschwind of South Loop in 252. Then of the championship, you had two great wrestlers, but Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loop City improves to 18-1 with a 7-4 decision over David Jimenez of Shelton Kennesaw.
Yeah, and again, Wyatt Lane looks good all year. He's been able to just be powerful and long, and he did a nice job there.
113 pounds, Lewis Hurley of Neely Oakdale defeated Brody Metzler of Eustace Farnham in a pin in 56 seconds. And in the championship, Christian Miller of Plainview, undefeated, ranked number one, defeated Kalen Klingelhofer, 6-0 of Amherst to take the championship. At 120 pounds, third place went to Cole Ashkoff of Plainview in a pin over Micah Magnuson of Shelton Kennesaw in 4-11. And in the championship, Brian Weeches, the defending state champion of Amherst, was the winner, and he does that to stay undefeated over Aaron Heffley of Eustace Farnham by an 8-2 decision. At 126 results, Mason Klingelhofer, by the way, has just been announced as the wrestler of the meet, so congratulations to Mason as he stays undefeated. 126, Elmer Montanez of Shelton Kennesaw, an 8-1 win over Wyatt Eggleston of South Loop, the second time he beat him today. He takes third place. The winner at 126, Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham, in a pin in 358 over Clayton Dana of Amherst. At 132 pounds, third place went to Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley, a 6-3 win over Kyle Wilkinson of Neely Oakdale. And your champion, Brant Florell of Amherst, a tough 2-1 win over Bo Slingsley of Ansley Litchfield. That was probably tougher than I anticipated.
Yeah,
credit to Slingsley.
Yeah, no question. Slingsley, like I said, he's been around. He's lost a heartbreaker to Go State Meet last year. He's a tough, tough, tough kid.
And again, Florell goes to 18-4 on the season and had to ride out Slingsby, who chose bottom in the third period, rode him out the whole third for the win. At 138 pounds, Peter Goebbels of Plainview defeated Jacob Gardner of Arapahoe, who'd already wrestled five. Larry, you can kind of explain that. That usually happens to a kid that loses in the first round and then gets all the way back in for third and fourth.
Yeah, it's a 16-man bracket we wrestled today. That's the same one we use at the state meet or district meet, and we spend 2 days wrestling it. Give you an idea how tough this was. We wrestled the state tournament or district tournament all the way out today. You can only wrestle five in a day. You can't wrestle six, so you have to forfeit at that point.
And so that's what happened to Gardner of Arapahoe. Your champion, Logan Dibbern of Amherst, is now 18-1 after a 9-0 major decision against Jake Buring of SEM. And actually, Buring, you kind of, without being offensive here, was in over his head and wrestled a very competitive match and went the 6 minutes.
Yeah, and there's no question. There's nothing offensive there. I think Buring would agree, and he will grow from that. Doug, he will take the mat next week, and he won't know it or understand it, but he'll be better than he was this week.
And at 145, same story in the third place match. Jacob Klingelhofer of Amherst wrestled his five matches, so he ends up in fourth. Jordan Hovey of Arcadia Loop City will get third. Colton Lammers of Pleasanton improved to 14-2 by pinning Garrett Allemang of Neely Oakdale in 233, and he wins 145. And you know what? I know Amherst makes some noise, but that might have been as loud as it was in here today, because I think both Amherst and Pleasanton rooting for the young.
No question. That was great, great for that program, and it was a big win all the way around. And that probably was the loudest spot this gym was.
We will take a break here on the Pioneer Hybrids Recap Show and give you the second half of the finals after this.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loop City today for a reduced interest rate as low as 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $8,500 on select models. Now's the time to buy new at Erickson Ford. 0% interest and up to $8,500. You heard correct. $8,500 rebates being offered on select models. You need to get to Erickson Ford in Loop City now. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loop City.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
We are back here on the Pioneer Hybrids Wrestling Recap Show. The High Plains Invite wrapped up today. We got a couple of results on Kearney Catholic. The big story there, two-time defending state champion Adam Keating of the Stars was named the most outstanding wrestler at High Plains. Larry, boy, that's quite an honor there.
It's a huge honor. I'm that tournament, and, you know, from a team standpoint, maybe it's not what it used to be as far as the mm-hmm. – but from an individual standpoint, the individuals that are there, and that's an individual award, you won't go to a better tournament this year until you get to the state meet. That's a huge deal.
Thomas Conley did lose to Perkins, the number one wrestler in C is Conley of Kearney Catholic, but he wrestled maybe the best wrestler in the state at that weight class, obviously.
Yeah, one of the best wrestlers
Omaha
in the
– North, right?
Yeah, one of the best wrestlers in the nation. And – Thomas Connolly, I guarantee, I mean, he backs away from nobody. He'll take on all comers. And I'll bet you today he went into that deal. There was no question. He knew he could win that match. So I love about Thomas Connolly. He's going for his second straight state championship. Very tough kid. Great competitor. Lives his life the right way. It's nice to see stuff like that, you know, and him be able to wrestle a big match like that.
Well, let's get back to the results here. We gave you the medalists through 145. And at 152, third place went to Tony Steinkraus of Plainview, an 11-1 decision over Jack Duffy of Shelton, Kennesaw. And Devin Dibbern remained undefeated. He is now 19-0, the Amherst Bronco, a winner over Garrett Sonder up of Fullerton. It goes down as injury default, but he was up 4-0 midway through the third period when the injury default occurred. This was a 1-0 match going into the third period. Sonder up chose bottom and immediately got tilted. And a three-point near fall, and that was basically the end of the match because Dibbern is not going to get put on his back.
No, and actually right there, the action was really starting to heat up and looked like Dibbern was going to start lighting it up on top. When he gets on a roll many times on top, and he can score 8 to 10 points very, very quickly.
He might have hurt his shoulder, or maybe he got his head dinged on the mat there.
And that's what it actually sounded like. You and I thought up here it was his shoulder, but they said it looked like or it sounded like – they thought he went out, so lost consciousness. And at that point, if that's said to the official that it's thought to be, pretty well usually take the anklets off.
All right, let's take a look at 160, where third place went to Curtis Kanopic of Fullerton, a 7-5 decision over Garrett Jacobson of Neely-Oakdale. And your wrestler of the meet was Mason Klingelhofer. He's undefeated at 160 after pinning 6th-ranked Tanner Wernsman of Arapahoe, who's now 17-2, the pin in 225. 170 pounds, Tayton Bonjoff of Cambridge. He's 16-2 and took third over Ty Contreras of Medicine Valley, 9-2. And in the final, Colin Dibbern of Amherst, now 19-1 after his 1-0 decision over Brennan Shukai of Sandhills-Thedford. At 182, Colby Rowland of Neely-Oakdale. He takes third place over Chance Klein of SEM, who had wrestled his maximum amount of matches. And in the finals, Tyson Bowling of Plainview pins Morgan Ostendorf of Amherst in 421. 195 pounds, Connor Bentley of Neely-Oakdale takes third over Quentin Chancellor of Medicine Valley in a pin at 342. In the finals, Michael Duffy of Shelton, Kennesaw stays undefeated. The number one ranked wrestler in Class C beat Peyton Shockey of Amherst by a score of 8-1. Shockey's now 17-3. 200, go ahead.
No, it's 17-3. I can't say it enough. What Shockey is just, I mean, kicked it around the room, and it was in a room full of great guys, couldn't make the lineup, but made the best of every one of those days he had, Doug. And I just can't express that enough. You know, as a coach, you talk to your kids about that a lot. You know, we want instant gratification. We want to be satisfied today. Sometimes it doesn't work that way, and you have to put the extra work in. That kid has waited in line forever to finally be in this lineup, and he's making the best of it.
220 pounds. Third place went to Garrett Nielsen of Eustis Farnham, pinning Dylan Kopp of Neely Oakdale in 214, and Zach Oliver of Shelton Kennesaw. He's undefeated at 20-0. A 4-1 win over Josh Zern of Plainview. And the big boys, Tanner Hercock of Amherst, takes third by pinning Trey Keyshaw of Pleasanton in 1:20, the second time he beat him today. And Zach Zaleski of Overton wins by a pin in 2:17 over Lane Ruby of Arcadia Loop City. We will take a final break and be back to wrap things up after this from the Amherst Wrestling Invitational on the Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling Recap in a moment.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off-season.
CHS AgriService Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, we want to thank all the fine folks here at Amherst. Ron Evans, the athletic director, Tom Moore, Roger Thompson, Coach Herman, all the folks that really enjoy having the wrestling, as always, broadcast on the radio. And we hope, folks, that you have enjoyed today's 2014 Amherst Wrestling Invite as well. We got started late. We finished late. But that is the thing about wrestling. It's the you can't put a start time on wrestling. Even the very beginning of the morning, the computers went down this morning on track wrestling, so they got started a little late and had more kids than maybe they've had the last couple of years, and now we finished up.
Yeah, that's how it always works. You'll never be able to time out one of these things, that's for sure, and that's the beauty of wrestling, and great wrestling people will never complain.
Well, I hope folks enjoyed it. Our next high school wrestling that we have scheduled, and we want to remind folks, Kearney High is home Tuesday against Columbus. That's always a great duel, but the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet is just a couple of weeks away. It happens to be at Kearney Catholic, and you're helping out at Centura, Larry. You've seen some of those teams. Adam Central has been there forever. Ord snuck in there. Kearney Catholic got a team that's going to score at state, but as we've seen, they lost the duel to Central City. They're not going to score win a lot of invites this year. In fact, the best they do might be in Omaha or at the district meet. But your early thoughts on the Lou Platt Conference meet?
Well, it's going to be a great tournament, and maybe not like it's been in the past with these great like you just talked about. Kearney Catholic's a great example. Not these great full out teams, but just trust me when I tell you, if you're in a big tournament right now, the last guy or team you want to see, or letters behind a guy you're going to wrestle, is KC when you get to the end of the year, because the guys they have are legit, Doug, and Ord is like that. Ord's not going to bring a bunch of guys, but they're bringing a bunch of tough guys. Centura's not going to fill a lineup, but you don't want to wrestle very many of their guys. Wood River is the same thing. Givens, really, I mean, it's going to be a really tough tournament. You're going to have a bunch of state semifinals, state finals types matches. Just a couple weights were running through my head now, thinking of how I can't wait for some of those matchups. And we know Adams Central, they're bringing some top-ranked Class B guys in.
So it'll be a great matchup, and that gets underway about 2 or 2:30, two Saturdays from today at Kearney Catholic. We're back here in Amherst in February for the D3 district meet, and, of course, the summer. Monday before the state meet, we'll have our annual wrestling rally here on Classic Hits to preview the state meet. Always appreciate the coaches and the athletes that come in for that. And, of course, complete coverage of the state wrestling meet in February from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. Larry, any final thoughts?
No, again, another great tournament from Amherst. We're into that time of year, Doug. A month from now, we'll be sitting at the I almost said the Devaney. We'll be sitting at the Quest Center and or CenturyLink and watching it all unfold again.
Yeah, this day and age. We'll just call it the Larry Baker home, and then we don't have to move it. Folks, I want to say again a big thank you to our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and Larry Baker. You've been listening to the Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Amherst has six individual champions. They score 239 points to win the meet here today. Neely Oakdale finished in second. Plainview finished in third in today's team race. So congratulations to all of those squads and their championships here today. This is Doug Dittler saying thanks for joining us on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Amherst, and the World Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget, NFL football between the Patriots and the Colts currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM. Have a great night and a great weekend, everyone.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Here's great news for soybean growers. Top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans treated with Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment are now available just in time, just down the road. You can get the new green-coated Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment soybeans directly from your local Pioneer sales representative or a Pioneer production facility. So get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection from Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales professional Craig Weeges today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.